Welcome to the My Shamanic Life podcast, your exploration of the intersection of yoga, shamanic reiki, and wildlife advocacy and activism. I'm your host, Debbie Philp, and I'm here to share yoga and other practices to keep you feeling grounded, connected, and real as you unveil your unique gifts to the world and step forward as an inspirational leader and changemaker in service to your circle, your community, and our earth. Welcome to Your Extraordinary Life. You'll find past episodes at myshamaniclife.com. You can also visit the new and still evolving dancingturtlewildlife.com to learn more about my wildlife rehabilitation, pet turtle rescue, and education programs. Settle in now. And wherever you're listening, notice how the earth is holding you. Be aware of what touches the ground, the floor, your chair, or whatever is supporting you. Sink a little deeper into that support and feel your energetic roots sink down into the earth. Feel how you are held, anchored in, nourished and nurtured. You are here. The time is now. Registration is open for the virtual version of Shamanic Reiki Master Practitioner Training. It's coming up over two weekends, May 1st and 2nd, and May 15th and 16th. And it's open to any Shamanic Reiki Level 2 or anyone who has at least a level 2 attunement in any Reiki tradition and some shamanic journeying experience. You can register on my website. I'll put the link in the show notes. And speaking of journeying, be sure to sign up for the newsletter if you'd like to join our 30-minute audio-only guided journeys every full and new moon. Where I am, it's too early for the spring flowers, so I haven't seen any living bees buzzing around. But Kim Cron's Wild Unknown Animal Spirit deck showed me the Bee Spirit card this morning, and it felt like some much-needed energy flowed in. I've missed recording new episodes for a couple of weeks, and during those 2 weeks, I got my first dose of the COVID vaccine. I broke my phone. I got a new phone. I mourned the loss of a giraffe. I finished a challenging bit of seminary homework and submitted it early, thankfully, because 2 days later my laptop hard drive crashed, and I found out the hard way that my cloud backups weren't working. I lost everything. I'm recording now on a new laptop, but starting from scratch. The only copies of the 89 previous episodes are with my podcast host. I'm so grateful that Blair Sutherland, who created my intro and background music, left the files in his Dropbox for 3 years so I could download them again. I'm also thankful I had emailed the nonprofit incorporation papers for the turtle rescue to my lawyer. We are so close to filing them. After all of those challenges, the bee card was like a breath of fresh air. It also showed me that I navigated the past few weeks pretty well and even found some sweetness. If I needed a reminder why I do my practices, those hiccups did that. Unexpected shifts, loss, obstacles. These are what we are training for. When we meditate, we do our energy work, when we get on our yoga mats. If you're advocating for change, you're going to have setbacks no matter how beautiful your vision is. Your practices will help keep you in the game when everything seems to be falling apart. So if you're ready to practice now, get on your mat and we'll move through a sun salutation based practice. lots of time woven in to breathe and be. Come to stand at the top of your mat in mountain pose with your feet under your hips, your shoulders over your hips, crown reaching. Soften your knees and bring the weight evenly over your feet so that they're sinking down into your mat. Close your eyes. Bring your awareness to your breath. Breathe in through your nose and out through your nose. Feel the breath enter and leave. And feel your body respond to the breath, expanding, contracting. Bring your hands together in front of your heart, pressing the palms together, prayer position. As you take your next breath in, keep your hands together and reach up the midline to extend your arms overhead. And as you exhale, open your arms out and circle down. And when you get to the bottom, bring your hands back together, turn your fingers up, and once again, inhale up the midline, up past your heart, your nose, up overhead. And exhale, open your arms out and down. Circling down, bring your hands back together. Inhale again, up the midline. Reaching up, imagine being able to wrap your fingers in threads of sunlight. And as you exhale, circle the arms out and down and drag those threads down around you. Again, inhale, bring the hands up the midline. Reach, exhale, grab some more threads of sunlight. Keep bringing that sunlight down around you as if you were forming a new sun. Just where you are. Surrounding you. A sphere of sunlight radiating. Reach up again through the midline on your inhale. Circle your arms out and down on the exhale. Now inhale again up the midline. Put a little bend into your knees, and as you exhale, open your arms out and down as you hinge from your hips and fold forward. Release into a fold. Knees soft. Upper body hanging over your thighs. Fingertips on the floor. Take a moment to relax your neck. Nod your head yes, shake it no. Release any tension that's there. Shake your arms. Wake up the shoulders. Now slide your hands to the fronts of your shins, and as you take your next breath in, lift halfway up. Keep breathing, but pause. Lift your tailbone up and back. Draw your heart forward. Slide your shoulder blades down. Gaze forward slightly. Press your feet into the floor. Lift your tailbone up and back. Feel the stretch down the backs of your thighs. One more breath in. And as you exhale, release back down into that fold. Now bring your hands together. And as you take your next breath in, lift your heart. Press your palms together. Reach your arms up overhead, coming up the midline as you come up to standing. And exhale, circle the arms out and down. Now again, bring your hands together. Inhale, go up the midline. Exhale, open the arms out and down. And then moving again into half sun salutation. Inhale, the arms out and up. Exhale, hinge from your hips and fold as you swing your arms out and down. Bring your hands to your shins. Inhale, lift halfway up. Exhale, release back down into your fold, knees soft. Bring your hands together, inhale. The hands go up the midline as you lift your heart, come up to standing, arms extend overhead. Exhale, the arms come out and down, bringing some more threads of sunlight down. Hands meet again, inhale, go up the midline. Exhale, soft knees, hinge and fold, arms flowing out and down. Hands to your shins, inhale, come halfway up. Exhale, release down and touch the floor on either side of your feet. Inhale. And as you exhale, step your right foot back into a lunge. Going back far enough that your left knee is stacked over your heel, reach back through your right heel, lift up onto your fingertips, melt your shoulders down your back. Reach up through your crown, breathing here. Sink your hips down and forward as you slide your knees away from each other, starting to feel the stretch in the front of the right hip. Take another breath in. Plant your hands down, and as you exhale, step your left foot back to meet the right and lift your tailbone to come into downward facing dog. Pausing here, again, still breathing. Spread your fingers, root down into your knuckles. Soften your elbows, soften your knees. Ease your tailbone up and back. And slide your heels down by pressing your thigh bones into the backs of your legs. Take another breath. Breathe in, and at the top of your inhale, lift your heels. As you exhale, float forward until your shoulders come over your wrists. Flatten into plank, reaching back through both heels. Look ahead slightly, keep breathing. Hug your inner thighs together. Draw your navel in and up, and turn your tailbone down until it's pointing at your heels. Soften your elbows. Turn your elbow creases forward. Take another breath in. And as you exhale, lower your knees to the mat and bend your elbows so that your chin and chest head down toward the floor between your hands. Tailbone stays up. Inhale, drop your belly and your hip points. Lift your heart, roll your shoulders down your back. Point your toes back, press the tops of your feet down. Hold here in cobra, again, continuing to breathe. You don't have to be high. Reach your tailbone towards your heels. Gently move the top of your sternum toward the bottom of your chin to open the front body. Melt your shoulders down your back. One more breath in. As you exhale, release your heart down. Press back up into downward facing dog. And you might go through hands and knees. Take another breath in downward facing dog. Now on your next breath in, Lift your right leg up and back behind you, keeping your hips squared to the floor. As you exhale, step your right foot forward between your hands to come into your lunge on the other side. Make sure that your foot is underneath your right knee. Press back into your left heel, lift up onto your fingertips. Lift your heart and sink your hips down. Breathe here, opening the front of the left hip. Another breath in. As you exhale, step your right foot forward to meet the left. And bring your hands to your shins. Inhale, lift halfway up. Exhale, release into your fold. Press your hands together, turn your fingers up as you lift your heart. Inhale, come up to standing, reach the arms out and up through the midline. And as you exhale, open your arms out and down. Hands meet at the bottom, turn your fingers up, inhale, reach up along the midline. Exhale, open your arms out and down. Bring your hands together again, turn your fingers up, inhale, up the midline. And as you exhale, open your arms out and down as you hinge and fold. Bring your hands to your shins, inhale, lift halfway up, lengthen. Exhale, touch the floor, step your left foot back, arriving in your lunge with the right knee over the right heel. Come up onto your fingertips, melt your shoulders down, take two breaths. On your next exhale, step your right foot back to meet the left in downward facing dog, tailbone to the sky. Two breaths. Inhale, and at the top of the inhale, lift your heels so you start to rock forward, and exhale, continue forward until your shoulders are over your wrists, coming into plank pose, flattening, holding, press back through your heels. Inhale. Exhale, drop to your knees, elbow creases forward, so as you bend your elbows, they hug your sides, lower your chin and chest. Inhale, scoop your heart through to cobra. Hip points down, shoulders rolling back, point your toes back. Take another breath. Inhale. Exhale, release and press back into downward facing dog, traveling through hands and knees if that's more appropriate for you. Settle into down dog for a moment. As you take your next breath in, lift your left leg up and back. Exhale, step your left foot up between your hands, heel underneath your left knee, up onto your fingertips, lift your heart, sink the hips down toward the back of the left heel. Another breath. Inhale. Exhale, step your right foot forward to meet the left. Bring your hands to your shins, lift halfway up. Exhale, release back into a fold. Bring your hands together. Inhale, lift your heart and guide your hands up the midline and overhead as you come up to standing. Exhale, open your arms out and down. Bring your hands back together, turn your fingers up, inhale, up the midline. Exhale, hinge and fold. Bring your hands to your shins, lift halfway up and lengthen. Exhale, touch the floor and step your right foot back into your lunge. Pause here in your lunge. You can modify by dropping your back knee for balance. Otherwise, press down into your left foot and lift your heart. Float your hands up onto your left thigh. Roll your shoulders down your back. Lift your right thigh bone into the back of your leg so your heel presses out. The knees again moving away from each other, the hips sinking. Reach your tailbone down towards your back knee. And if you're balanced, inhale and bring your hands up the midline to go overhead. Keep your palms pressed together. Elbows can be soft. Melt your shoulders down your back. As you take your next exhale, circle your arms out and down, bringing your hands to either side of your front foot and then step back into downward facing dog. Inhale and lift your heels. Exhale, come forward into plank. Inhale, spin your elbow creases forward. Exhale, drop your knees, chin and chest, tailbone lifting in caterpillar. Inhale, move your heart through, hip points to the floor, toes point back, cobra. Take a breath. Next exhale, release and press back into downward facing dog. On your next breath in, lift your right leg up and back. Exhale, your right foot forward between your hand. Make sure your knee is stacked right on top of your foot. Come up onto your fingertips, lift your heart in your lunge. Again, you might modify with the back leg down. Otherwise, press the right foot down, and when your fingers feel lighter, float them up onto your right thigh. Use that for support as you lift your heart. Reach down and back with your tailbone. Left thigh bone moving into the back of your leg so your heel extends. And as you find your balance here, bring your hands together, turn your fingers up, and inhale up the midline, reaching up. Arms coming close to the ears, heart lifting. Just like in cobra, see how it feels to lift the top of your sternum to the bottom of your chin. Take another inhale. And as you exhale, circle your arms out and down. And now step your left foot forward to meet the right. Bring your hands to your shins, lift up halfway and lengthen. Exhale, release down into your folds. Bring your hands together as you rise up. Send your arms up overhead, hands tracing the midline. Exhale, open your arms out and down, grabbing some more threads of sunlight, bringing them around you. Bring your hands together at the bottom, and again, inhale up the midline, all the way overhead. Exhale, open your arms out and down. Bring your hands back together. Inhale, trace the midline up. Exhale, hinge from your hips. Soften your knees as you fold forward, arms out and down. Inhale, hands to your shins, lift halfway up and lengthen. Exhale, touch the floor and step your left foot back into your lunge. Roll your shoulders down your back. Now walk your left hand a little bit closer to your right foot and open your right arm out to the right side in line with your collarbone. Press your right big toe down, and as you exhale, spin your heart to the right. working towards stacking the right shoulder over the left. Reach through your right fingers and press your left hand into the floor. Notice your right knee, and if it's winging out to the side, press again into that big toe, hugging your knee and thigh in towards your upper body as you rotate. Reach through your crown. You might look to the side or even all the way up to your right fingers. Keep pressing your left thigh bone into the back of your leg. Reach through your heel. Breathe through the twist in your spine. Inhale. As you exhale, unwind your twist. Bring your right hand down, move your left hand back under your shoulder, and then step back into downward facing dog. Take a breath in down dog. Inhale, lift your heels. Exhale, float forward into plank, shoulders over your wrists. Core engaged, tailbone reaching. Inhale, spin your elbow creases forward. Exhale, lower your knees, your chest, your chin. Inhale, bring your heart through. Hip points down, toes reaching back. Heart lifting, sternum moving toward the chin. Inhale, exhale, release. Curl your toes and press up into downward facing dog. Breathe. On your next inhale, lift your left leg up and back. Exhale, step your foot forward between your hands. Up onto your fingertips, heart lifts. Walk your right hand closer to your left foot. Open your left arm out to the left side. And as you take your next exhale, spin your heart to the left, reaching your left fingers to the sky. Press your right hand into the floor to open your heart. Press down into your left big toe to hug that knee in. Keep your right leg engaged, lifting your thigh bone into the back of your leg. Couple more breaths in your twist. Inhale. Exhale. Bring your left hand down. Slide your right hand out and step your right foot forward between your hands. Bring your hands to your shins. Inhale, lift halfway up. Exhale, release into your fold. Bring your hands together and inhale, trace the midline up as you lift your heart to come up to standing. Reach all the way up overhead. Exhale, open your arms out and down. Bring your hands together at the bottom. Turn your fingers up. Inhale, up the midline. Exhale, hinge and fold. Bring your hands to your shins. Lift halfway up. Exhale, touch the floor and come back into your fold. Relax your neck. Nod your head yes, shake it no. Release any tension in the neck. Shake your arms and release your shoulders. Now bend your knees and plant your hands down. Step your feet back into downward facing dog just for a moment and then release your knees down. Walk your knees out the sides of your mat. Bring your big toes together. Drop your hips to your heels. Release your forehead to the floor. And take a breath in child's pose. Soften your shoulders. Notice the energy in your body. And lift your forehead and walk your hands in towards your knees. And as your upper body lifts off of your thighs, slide your hips to one side of your feet and swing your legs around. Bend your knees, put your feet on the floor. Tuck your tailbone and roll yourself slowly down onto your back. And when you get to your back, draw your knees over your chest, give them a hug. You might even rock a little bit from side to side. Hold on to your right knee. Drop your left foot to the floor and then extend that leg out. Hold on to your right knee with your left hand and open your right arm out to the right side. Press your right shoulder into the floor. And as you take your next exhale, use your left hand to guide your knee over to the left. And then down toward the floor until your right hip comes up and rolls over on top of the left hip. Keep relaxing your right shoulder down, and if it's appropriate, turn your head to the right so you're looking out over your extended arm. Breathe deeply here. As you take your next inhale, bring your knee back to center. Bend your left knee and bring it back up to your chest, hugging both knees. Rock a little bit from side to side to release. Now hold your left knee. Set your right foot on the floor and slide it out until that leg is flat on the floor. Hold on to your left knee with your right hand and open your left arm out to the side. Press the shoulder down gently. And as you take your next exhale, bring your knee across your body to the right and down, rolling the left hip over the right hip. Keep the left shoulder down. And if it's appropriate on this side, turn your head to the left. Look towards your fingers. Take a few deep breaths here in your twist. As you take your next breath in, guide your knee back to center. Bring your right knee up to meet the left and hug both knees. Rock a little bit from side to side. And gently reach your feet and hands up to the sky. Keep your shoulders and hips down. Soft knees and elbows. And from the wrists and ankles, begin to make circles with your hands and feet. It doesn't matter what direction you're going, whatever felt good to start. Now change the directions of your circles. Bring everything to stillness. Bring your knees back towards your chest. Give them one more hug. And drop your feet to the floor. Slide your legs out. Drop your arms to your sides. Turn your palms to the sky. And close your eyes. Rest your body. And I'll leave you here to spend as long as you desire in final relaxation. Thank you for practicing with me, acknowledging the divine light in all beings that connects us and makes us one. Namaste.